journalism is to question the prevailing wisdom. Question the prevailing wisdom.
Just a second. Just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All rights reserved and affirmed.
Free all minds. These are weapons of mass descent.
These are weapons of mass descent.
Welcome to Uprising, a daily digest of independent news analysis, investigation, education, artistic expression, and activism. It's Monday, June 28th, 2010, and I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar.
It just makes me stop and think. Silence is not an option.
Theory and practice, hopes and prospects. We'll hear today from Professors Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn.
Too hard to cross the tracks. Sorry if my eyes drop when the fellow meadows out, but I can't help myself. Why should I?
This is Uprising. Good morning and welcome to Uprising. Well, we are in the home stretch of our summer fund drive, and with your help, we'll make our new goal in the next few days and return to regular programming. As of this morning, we just have a little over $100,000 to raise, and we know we can do it in the next few days. Today, we spend the morning hearing from two of the elders of our modern progressive movements, Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn. Noam Chomsky is an MIT professor of linguistics and a harsh critic of American domestic and foreign policy. His wide-ranging criticisms have made him an enemy of the powerful and a beloved intellectual for generations of progressives. In his 80s, he continues to travel extensively, lecture widely, and write prolifically. Chomsky's latest book, Hopes and Prospects, explores a range of issues, including the financial bailouts, Iraq and Afghanistan, American-Israeli policies, and the growing gap between North and South. Chomsky not only offers readers keen insight into the most pressing issues of today, he also looks at current movements and political developments that give him hope for a better tomorrow. Recently, KPFA programmer up in Berkeley at our sister station, Sasha Lilly, sat down with him to explore his personal philosophy and how it applies to his work. Sasha Lilly also spoke with the late Howard Zinn, and her conversations with both these progressive intellectuals is captured on a brand new DVD produced by PM Press called Theory and Practice, Conversations with Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn. It's our thank you gift to you today for a pledge anytime this hour of $80 at 818-985-5735. I want to begin by playing for you an excerpt of the DVD featuring Noam Chomsky, where Sasha Lilly asks him about his views on anarchism. Noam Chomsky is well known as being very supportive of anarchist philosophies. Here's an excerpt of the DVD.
Well, the tendency of anarchism, which I guess you subscribe to, of anarcho-syndicalism, overlaps fairly closely with council communism around this notion of worker councils. And for the public at large, the assumption is that an anarchist society would be one where people ran amok, where there was chaos.
That's the propaganda.
Indeed.
Actually, anarchist views were mostly of highly organized societies.
So what would that society look like, a society of worker councils?
Worker councils, I think, should be one component of it. So it means in any institution, say a university or a factory or whatever it is, the participants run it. They'd run it through councils in which people participate and make decisions. Actually, it's not unlike a faculty, which is about as close to this model as you get in our world, where it's, there are outside controls, but pretty much the faculty makes decisions about what happens internally. Actually, one of the things that makes university life appealing, much more so than higher paid professions, is that you're running your own life to a large extent. I mean, there are duties, but they're supposed to be shared, and shared by common agreement. And you may decide to work 80 hours a week, but it's the 80 hours that you pick, and it's the topics that you choose to work on, and it comes out of kind of like an inner need rather than external compulsion. And I think that's the kind of model everything should turn towards. So worker councils would be one component of a freely organized society, but they'd have to interact with others. So an institution, say a factory, whatever it is in a community, and the community should have a comparable form of self-organization and self-management, and then they have to interact. And it's complex interactions because many people are parts of a lot of them. As an anarchist society, the kind I think is desirable would develop, it would have to deal with quite concrete problems about the nature of self-government, the nature of administration. Do you want to distribute jobs so that they're fixed, or do you want circulation of responsibilities and actions? And there's no simple answer to that. Like, you want people to be trained as surgeons, let's say. On the other hand, you don't want all the dirty work done by a special category of people. So that has to be worked out, distribution of job functions and interactions between different forms of what should be voluntary association. And there are many other problems, like what happens if somebody doesn't want to be part of take on the responsibilities of a community. I mean, those are problems that exist in any society, and they would exist in a different form in a more free society. And at this point, you have lots of different ideas. So there are people, basically anarchists, who think that what you earn from your work should be proportional to effort. There are others who think that's not an appropriate model, that it should be independent of effort. I tend toward the latter, but most of my friends tend toward the former. So, but these are real questions, and they're innumerable ones.
Well, thinking about the road to a stateless society, an anarchist society, you have written that you believe that radicals should defend those gains which have been fought for by people that are embodied in the state, such as Social Security, such as progressive taxation. Other anarchists might argue that this holds people within the kind of paternalistic grip of the state. Why do you come down where you do on this?
We have to ask what the alternatives are. I mean, many anarchists just consider the state the fundamental form of oppression. I think that's a mistake. I mean, of the various kinds of oppressive institutions that exist, the state is among the least of them. The state, at least, to the extent that the society is democratic, various degrees and types, but to the extent that it's democratic, you have some influence on what happens in the state. You have no influence on what happens in a corporation. They're real tyrannies. And as long as society is largely dominated by private tyrannies, which is the worst form of oppression, people just need some form of self-defense, and the state provides some form of self-defense. So to say, well, let's dismantle Social Security means concretely let's decide that disabled widow across town will starve.
And that's an excerpt of the DVD Theory and Practice, Conversations with Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn. We had to interrupt there to remind you that we are in our summer fun drive still. And we want you to have a copy of this very important, very powerful, and very new DVD called Theory and Practice, Conversations with Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn, where Sasha Lilly, who is a programmer up at KPFA, our sister station in Berkeley, Sasha Lilly interviews these two progressive elders. And of course, she spoke with Zinn before he passed away earlier this year. The DVD was put out after his death. And it's an amazing collection of material that explores the minds of these two men in terms of not necessarily what their opinions are of current events, but what their opinions are of past events and what their personal philosophies are, their vision, their approach to the world, their approach to activism. And it is a collection collector's item. It's a kind of work that will remain relevant for a very, very long time. It's our thank you gift to you today for a pledge of $80 at 818-985-5735. Noam Chomsky's latest book is also available as a thank you gift. It's called Hopes and Prospects. And it's a book that has been called, has been set off by John Pilger. This is classic Chomsky work. And we want you to get the book and the DVD together. You can get them for $150 at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. In this DVD, Noam Chomsky discusses the evolution of his libertarian socialist ideals since childhood, his vision for a future post-capitalist society, and his views on the state, on science, the Enlightenment, and the future of the planet. In a few minutes, we'll play for you an excerpt of what he thinks of just a question that he answers about science, where science sort of fits within current society. And it's a fascinating, fascinating look into the mind of one of the most important intellectuals of our time. The number is 818-985-KPFK. Noam Chomsky is a professor in the Department of Linguistics and Philosophy at Boston University. And, you know, his work goes back a very, very long way. In 1965, he organized a citizens' committee to publicize tax refusal in protest of the war in Vietnam. And 4 years later, that same decade, he published his first book on politics called American Power and the New Mandarins. But by the 1980s, Chomsky had become both the most distinguished figure of American linguistics as well as one of the most influential critics of American foreign policy. He's been extremely prolific as a writer. His website lists over 33 books in publication just in linguistics alone, and in politics, he's written over 40 books. According to a tabulation of sources from the Arts and Humanities Citation Index, Chomsky is one of the most frequently cited persons alive, one of the 8 most frequently cited authors of all time. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. For a pledge of $150, we'll send you the book and the DVD. The book, Hopes and Prospects by Noam Chomsky. The DVD, Theory and Practice, Conversations with Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn. By the way, I'm just going to say it right at the beginning, near the beginning of the program. I don't have any freebies to add on today. We're keeping it real simple. We're just simply appealing to you for your contribution to help end this pledge drive. I want to turn back to Professor Chomsky talking about science on this DVD, Theory and Practice.
How do you understand science? Do you think that it's socially or politically neutral?
To a degree. I mean, of course, it's influenced by outside forces. I mean, like where the science goes, where the money is, has to. I mean, it doesn't, if, say, in my field, you can work with pencil and paper, but if you're in the chemistry lab, you just have to get money. Otherwise, you can't do anything. And the money comes from one of several sources. It could come from the government. It could come from a private corporation. That's about it. You know, those are the basic sources of money. And which you pick and what you do does affect the work you do. It's also what you do is affected by general cultural attitudes. So it's been argued with some plausibility, I think, that say in the way evolution is interpreted has been influenced by the kind of society in which evolutionary theory is developed. It's been argued with some, I don't know, some degree of plausibility, I don't know how much, that the competitive, nature's red and tooth and claw, social Darwinian approach to evolution is affected by the fact that it developed within a competitive state capitalist society. One very well-known biologist who's argued this is Lynn Margulis, whose work was on symbiogenesis, you know, arguing that species change takes place not by competition and, you know, defeat of some genes by others, but by incorporating genomes essentially into other organisms, bacteria. So it's kind of a, you know, cooperative mode of evolution, if you like. It's possible that those things are influenced by general social cultural values, the fact that, nuclear physics developed is not unrelated to the fact that the military wanted you know, nuclear weapons. But by and large, I think science develops from its own internal needs. I mean, you can only work on the problems that are at the borders of understanding. That's one of the reasons why Pentagon supported science, like MIT, like me, say, that tended to be the most free. The MIT, say, in the 60s was about 100% Pentagon funded. I was working in a lab that was 100% funded by the three armed services. It was also one of the country's centers of resistance, and there was no real conflict over that. Pentagon was funding in their view, they were, I presume, funding the development of the next stage of the economy. And from our view, we were working on things that looked interesting. So the two more or less mesh. There's some influence from one on the other.
And that is another excerpt of the DVD, Theory and Practice, Conversations with Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn. Here, Chomsky talking about his views on science. And as you listen to Chomsky, you realize that much of what he says is common sense. But I think that's one of the reasons why people are so attracted to his work. And I also should mention that in the earlier clip we played where Chomsky talks about preserving those institutions in our society that are progressive should be the responsibility of all progressives. Things like Social Security, which as many of you may know, is under attack. Well, if we weren't in FunDrive, we'd be covering that story of how Social Security is currently being looked at by a commission, by a panel that the president has appointed, and the usual sorts of attacks are coming from, you know, the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal on Social Security, one of the most successful and self-sufficient programs that has been created by the government, sustaining the elders in our community, and someday, hopefully, all of us when we get to that age. And that's the kind of material and information that's available on this particular DVD, understanding the importance of institutions like Social Security, understanding the way in which science works in our society. Noam Chomsky is also questioned about things like postmodernism, on his own background, on conspiracy theories. It's a fantastic DVD, and that's just half of it. The other half is Howard Zinn, the late, the great Howard Zinn, and we'll be playing excerpts from that in a few moments as well, from the incredible people's historian Howard Zinn. These two men on this DVD, very rare to have their work together, packaged together. Sasha Lilly interviews the two of them in an intimate setting. And we want you to have a copy of this DVD as well as Noam Chomsky's latest book, Hopes and Prospects, for a pledge of $150 at 818-985-KPFK. We are a little over $100,000 away from our new goal. We want to finish up this pledge drive, and we want you to help us do that. Those of you who have not yet pledged, those of you who have been teetering on the edge, who you're not sure if you want to do it or not, if you're not sure if this is the right time to do it, don't wait any longer, because it's always the right time to support KPFK. It may not be around for when you are ready to support it, and then you'll regret it. Not to make threats, but you know, it's been a very, very difficult fund drive for a variety of reasons. Many of you have stepped up to the plate already, and for those of you who have, we deeply thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And I mean that with such sincerity, because you have come through for us time and again, especially those who have donated multiple times a year. Now, folks who have never donated or have only donated, you know, maybe a year ago or 2 years ago, you haven't renewed your pledge this year, it's your turn. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. 818-985-5735. Chomsky is a global phenomenon, says the New York Times. He may be the most widely read American voice on foreign policy on the planet today. It was actually the New York Times review of books that said that. But you don't hear or read Chomsky in the New York Times. If he is the most widely read voice on American voice on foreign policy today, why is he shut out of one of the most important newspapers in the country, if not the world? Well, that's a really good question to ask the New York Times. And we hope that you do that after you take a listen to what Chomsky has to say. And if you're familiar with Chomsky, which most of you are, you understand the importance of KPFK and Pacifica Radio in helping proliferate the voices of people like Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn, who are shut out of the mainstream media. Meanwhile, people like Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck seem to have a pretty large megaphone. And that's the way in which our society currently works. And it can change if you get active. And one way you can get active is by supporting public radio and community radio. The number again is 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. In this urgent new book that we're featuring, Hopes and Prospects, Chomsky surveys the dangers and prospects of our early 21st century. The book is divided into two parts. The first part is specifically about U.S. foreign policy and Latin America, which is amazing to see, to read Chomsky talking about Latin America and explaining why the models of democracy in Latin America can be very instructive to those of us here in the United States, as well as the history of U.S. foreign policy in Latin America. The second part of the book is about North America, in particular the imperial adventures of the United States in places like Iraq, Afghanistan, as well as U.S. policy in Israel and Palestine. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. 818-985-5735. The book and the DVD together for $150 pledge. The book by itself for $75. The DVD for $80. And by the way, we also have copies of Howard Zinn's, the documentary inspired by Howard Zinn's work called The People Speak. That's available for $150 pledge. You can get the two DVDs and book for $300 pledge anytime this hour, but we need you to do it now at 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. It's always instructive for me when I listen to Noam Chomsky. I always feel like I learn something new, even when I'm listening to the same material. There's always something new to learn, some new way to look at things. A nuance that I hadn't thought of before. This is a collector's item that you're going to be listening. You're going to be watching for years to come. You will want your children to watch it. You'll be able to share it with your family and friends, and keep it on your shelf as important as any book. This incredible DVD with these two authors and writers and activists. Sadly, we have already lost Howard Zinn. Noam Chomsky is 81 years old, still going strong, traveling all over the world. Most recently, he was in Israel and Palestine, and he was prevented from entering into the West Bank by Israeli authorities to give a lecture at Birzeit University. It's amazing that even in Israel, he is considered too dangerous to speak out. So he did, actually did end up giving the lecture by video phone. And his banning from Israel, from the West Bank, rather, was protested by 500 Israeli professors. 818-985-KPFK is a phone number to call. This man who is so active, and, as was Howard Zinn, so active up until his very last day. He was traveling, in fact, through Southern California. And taking a morning swim when he sadly died, and we lost Howard Zinn. Many of us mourned him and still mourn him. And you can get his voice alongside Noam Chomsky's voice on this very powerful DVD. The book and the DVD, the book, brand new, latest Chomsky book, the latest of nearly four dozen books by Noam Chomsky called Hopes and Prospects. The book and the DVD together for a pledge of $150 during this KPFK fund drive. We're in the home stretch, folks. It's the last few days. We want to turn back to regular programming, but we need to raise the money to do it. It's as simple as that. I'm sorry to keep hammering that point home, and you're probably tired of hearing it. I'm tired of saying it, but there's no way around it, and there's no way around saying it either. We don't turn to advertisers for donations, for money. We turn to you. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number. We have a couple of calls that have already come in this morning. We are more than a third of the way through the program, and we'd love to be able to raise a couple of $1,000 this morning with this DVD and this book and your help. We hope to be able to raise, a lot more money. Honestly, if just 100 or so, or 120 of you called today and pledged at the $1,000 level, this fund drive would be over today. So maybe there's one or two out there today who are listening who can make a $1,000 pledge. If 120 of you pledged at the $1,000 level, we would be done with a pledge drive. Maybe if 15 or 20 of you pledged at the $300 level, we'd at least make the goal for this hour, which would make us very, very happy. Little by little, one call at a time, That's how we raise the money. We have two calls now. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. 818-985-5735. I want to play one final clip from Noam Chomsky before we go to Howard Zinn. And this is where he is asked about his opinions on postmodernism. And I love hearing this excerpt because Chomsky is almost funny in a sort of dry way talking about postmodernism when he says, well, I simply just don't understand it. Let's take another listen to Professor Noam Chomsky speaking with KPFA programmer Sasha Lilly.
Since the 1970s, postmodernism has had a great deal of influence on at least part of the left in this country, and it has been characterized by, among other things, as being quite critical of science and of the Enlightenment tradition. I wonder if you could talk about your view of postmodernism and whether you think that its influence is waning.
I have to say that a lot of postmodern work I just don't understand, so I can't comment on it. It seems to me some exercise by intellectuals who are talking to each other in very obscure ways, and I can't follow it, and I don't know if anybody else can. Postmodern views of science, by and large, have been pretty embarrassing, I think. And there's some interesting work on this. There's a book by two physicists, Jean Bricmont and Alain Sokal, both of whom happen to be political radicals, just running through, it's mostly Paris postmodernism, what postmodern commentators have said about science. And it is really embarrassing. I mean, to the extent you can understand it. I mean, on the other hand, there is a point. I mean, insofar as they say that everything that people do is some kind of social construction, depends on the historical context, cultural context, you know, that part's true. I don't know if you need the whole postmodern baggage to say those things. My feeling is not. At least, personally, I haven't seen anything that it doesn't seem to me has to be said in anything with monosyllables. It looks, insofar as I understand it, it's pretty straightforward. And I get the feeling that it's kind of, I mean, there isn't a drive among intellectuals to make things look difficult. It's a kind of self-protection. I mean, if what I'm doing can be done by, you know, the guy who's repairing my furnace, okay, then who am I, you know? And then there's those physicists over there who talk complicated things and have to, and I don't understand them, so I'd like to be like them. You know, that drive is clearly there, and I think it should be resisted. I mean, if we can say things simply so that people can understand them, we should.
Postmodernism has also been characterized by a fairly fierce attack on the legacy of the Enlightenment.
Yeah, I have no idea what that means. I mean, I'm happy to be part of the legacy of the Enlightenment.
Well, that's what I want to ask you about. In some circles, quite an unpopular stance to take, but what does that mean to you to continue in some way the legacy of the Enlightenment?
Enlightenment, like any major movement in human life, was pretty complicated, but among its major features were commitment to ideas that I think are basically anarchist. So, take, say, division of labor. And let's take a typical Enlightenment figure, Adam Smith. What did he have to say about division of labor? Well, here it's worth reading. I mean, everyone's read the first paragraph of Wealth of Nations, which, you know, Butcher does his thing, and everybody does their own thing, everything comes out fine. So, division of labor is marvelous. On the other hand, if you read in a few hundred pages, he comes out as a figure of the Enlightenment. He says, division of labor will turn human beings into creatures as stupid and ignorant as a person can possibly be, because it'll drive them into repeating work on command. And therefore, in any civilized society, he says, the government will have to move in to stop it. Well, that's a version of a standard Enlightenment idea that your own intelligence and creative abilities derive from what you do. If Wilhelm von Humboldt, one of the founders of what we call classical liberalism, but again, a figure of the Enlightenment. He encapsulated it by saying that if a craftsperson does, he'd say craftsman, of course, if a craftsman produces a beautiful object on command, we may admire what he does, but we'll despise what he is. He's a creature, he's a tool in, under somebody else's control, like a machine that's producing a beautiful object. If we want that person to be a real human being, they should be doing things under their own internal impulses. And then if it creates, even maybe it's not a beautiful object, we'll still admire what the person is. Well, that's an Enlightenment idea. It grows out of a conception of human intelligence, human creativity. I think it's a very good ideal. Same with some values like, say, freedom of speech. I think we should preserve that. And even the questioning of authority and dominance, that's a core Enlightenment values. So I don't see what's wrong.
And that is Noam Chomsky again speaking to Sasha Lilly in his office. And it's featured this long conversation, intimate conversation about his views on a variety of topics is part of a new DVD just produced by PM Press called Theory and Practice, Conversations with Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn. And this is one of the things that I love about Chomsky is that he never tries to make it seem as though one has to be super smart, well-educated, have a PhD to understand basic things about humanity, about society, about our community, about how government works and about how power works. And he deconstructs so much of what can be sort of intellectual baggage, intellectual nonsense, and makes it very accessible, makes it very clear, very practical. He doesn't cite obscure sources. And I think that's one of the aspects that has made him so appealing to so many people across the world. 818-985-KPFK is a phone number to call. For a pledge of $80, we'll send you this DVD. You can get it with his latest book, Hopes and Prospects, for a pledge of $150. That's our thank you gift to you today. And for a pledge of $300, you can get Theory and Practice on DVD, the book Hopes and Prospects by Noam Chomsky, and The People Speak DVD, which is the DVD that has been produced inspired by the work of Howard Zinn's book, The People's History of the United States. And it's our thank you gift to you today, the two DVDs and the book. Very, very important material not only historically, but for current thinking. We have three callers on the line right now. We know it's a Monday morning. It's a little slow. I know y'all are a little bit, you know, those of you who are able to go to work on Monday morning, and it's tough. It's tough to drag yourself into work. It's tough to start the week, but we'd like to jump start this week, last week of this fun drive, with a great, great morning through your help. 818-985-KPFK is a phone number to call. We have three callers on the line. We can accommodate another four of you calling in and making a pledge at the $150 level or at the $300 level. And we have, frankly, a number of levels that you can pledge. The basic donation level to become a member of KPFK is $25. If you can pledge $25 to KPFK, we will be so happy that you joined the KPFK family. You will be able to vote in the upcoming local station board elections or run for elections as well. It's very, very important that you become a member of KPFK. You can pledge at the $25 level, or you can pledge at the $75 level and get a copy of Noam Chomsky's book, or you can pledge at the $80 level, get Theory and Practice. If you pledge at the $150 level, we'll give you both the book and the DVD. And if you pledge at the $300 level, we'll give you the book, this DVD, and the DVD of The People Speak. We have four callers on the line right now. Can two more of you call in and make a pledge, make your financial contribution to KPFK at 818-985-5735. Thank you for that call. That means we need one more caller calling before we turn to Howard Zinn. Noam Chomsky is one of the world's leading intellectuals, the father of modern linguistics, an outspoken media and foreign policy critic. He is an institute professor emeritus of linguistics at MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and the author of numerous books and DVDs. Among his latest books are Hegemony or Survival, America's Quest for Global Dominance, and of course his latest book, Hopes and Prospects. Thank you so much for that call. We have five callers now on the line, and space opened up for one one more caller. So if one more of you can call in and pledge at the $300 level, the $150 level, the $80 or the $75 level, or just pledge $25 to become a member of KPFK, we'll take your money in any form and any denomination. If there's somebody out there who can pledge $1,000, that would be a huge, huge help to KPFK. As I said earlier, if 120 people calling in, and we know we have many more than that number of listeners, but if 120 of you called in and pledged at the $1,000 level, we'd be done with a fund drive. I know it doesn't sound that daunting when it's cast that way. So if just a couple of you call in this hour, this morning, and pledge at the $1,000 level, we can break it up into installments, no problem. You can do a few hundred dollars a month. That's absolutely fine. But if you, a couple of you can call in and pledge at the $1,000 level, it's a tax-deductible contribution. We'll make it worth your while through the programming that we promise we're going to be bringing for you next week. We have so much programming planned and lined up for you. We've been working on it during the fund drive, doing double duty, preparing for the fund drive as well as for trying to cover all of the news that's happening right now. You're going to be very happy you supported this radio station. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. Historian Howard Zinn is perhaps best known for his People's History of the United States, a book which sold over a million copies and changed the way many of us view American history. Zinn died on January 27th of this year at the age of 87. He's mourned by millions across the country and world. He was a writer, an activist, a playwright, an author, and he taught at Boston University. His experiences in World War II left him convinced of the superiority of nonviolent civil disobedience as a way to achieve change. Zinn marched for civil rights and motivated new generations of people during his years teaching at places like Spelman College, people like Alice Walker. His work has inspired countless histories, as well as the documentary The People Speak. Here's the excerpt. Here's an excerpt of Howard Zinn's work in the DVD Theory and Practice, which also features Noam Chomsky, where Sasha Lilly asks him to comment on his work in during the Vietnam War and his anti-war activism there. While you're listening, remember to call in and pledge at the $150 level or the $300 level. We'll send you all of these fantastic products, these DVDs, this material that features Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn. Here again is Sasha Lilly speaking with Howard Zinn.
So tell us about the work that you did and perhaps culminating in your trip to North Vietnam with Daniel Berrigan.
Oh, yeah. Well, becoming involved in the war, seemed natural. And here I was coming up north in 63, 64, and there was the in August of 64, there's the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which is the precipitating incident that brings the escalation of the war. But as I said, I was still going down. My wife and I spent the summer of 64 in Mississippi, Freedom Summer, where people came from all over the country to work on the right to vote for black people and set up freedom schools for kids and did all sorts of things, and that was the summer in which that infamous incident took place with the murder of three civil rights workers, one black, two whites, Cheney, Shorna, Goodman. That took place in June. At least they disappeared in June. Their bodies weren't found until late July. Beginning of August. Yeah, because we had, at the beginning of August, we had a memorial ceremony for them in Philadelphia, Mississippi, which is where they had been arrested and from which they were dragged out and executed. And people came, people in the movement, in the civil rights movement, came from various parts of Mississippi to this memorial meeting. It was held out of doors. It was actually a beautiful day, and Mrs. Cheney, the mother of James Cheney, one of the guys who was killed, was there. And Bob Moses, who was the organizer, the SNCC organizer in Mississippi, a sort of a fabled organizer. And very quiet, but very courageous. And he got up on the platform at the memorial meeting, and he held up a newspaper. And it was that morning's Jackson, Mississippi newspaper, and the headline said, LBJ says shoot to kill in the Gulf of Tonkin. And he said, so, ready to shoot to kill in the Gulf of Tonkin, half a world away, and the federal government will not send anybody down here to Mississippi to protect civil rights workers, three of whom have just been killed. It was a very dramatic moment. As you might say, the beginning, in a certain sense, of the anti-war movement, convergence of the two movements. And in fact, you know, the anti-war movement drew a lot from the civil rights movement, drew a lot of the spirit and feeling and hostility to the national government, and people who were in the civil rights movement became involved in the anti-war movement. And I was there that day became involved after, in what became a slowly growing movement against the war. In the spring of 65, which is a moment of important escalation in the war, we had a rally on the Boston Common against the war, and I spoke, and Herbert Marcuse, a political philosopher, spoke. 100 people. Wasn't a very big turnout. And I tell people about that when they complain that, oh man, you know, we're not having a big demonstration. Look how many people showed up. People get disconsolate and so on. But yeah, 100 people. But then it grew. Yeah, 3.5 years later, another meeting on the Boston Common, and 100,000 people.
And that is the voice of the late Howard Zinn speaking to Sasha Lilly on this very important DVD, very important collector's item DVD called Theory and Practice, Conversations with Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn. The DVD was released shortly after his death. And Howard Zinn is, of course, best known for the People's History of the United States. You're all familiar with his work. And remember the importance of what he left us, the new way of looking at history, a people's history, understanding that change doesn't come from the top down, but comes from people's movements struggling, working together to change society, to change government. And that is such a powerful legacy. We want to keep his legacy alive by spreading his work through KPFK, not only through keeping KPFK alive so that we can continue to play his speeches long after he's gone, but so that we can also give you copies of this DVD, Theory and Practice, Conversations with Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. We have still, we've only raised a little under $1,000 so far this hour, and that's sort of dismal. And we know it's Monday morning. Maybe you're still waking up or, feeling like it's a drag to get to work. Join KPFK. Make a phone call to KPFK. You'll feel better the rest of the week knowing that you did your part to keep independent radio, commercial-free public radio alive. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. All of you who are on Uprising's Facebook page, you've joined Uprising's Facebook page, do your part and then post on our page that you supported KPFK proudly. We'll be very, very happy that you did that. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. 818-985-5735. It's a pledge of $150 for the DVD and the book by Noam Chomsky. The DVD featuring Chomsky and Zinn, the book written by Noam Chomsky. It's his latest book. You can also get the People Speak DVD for a pledge of $150. All three items, of course, for $300. I don't have any extra freebies or add-ons to throw into the pack. This is a straightforward, simple pledge. We're offering very important material to you. Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn, always popular, especially getting these two men together, putting them in one DVD with a common uniting thread is very powerful. Now, we heard Noam Chomsky speaking on anarchism earlier. We're going to hear Zinn in just a few moments talking about his personal philosophies on anarchism, Marxism, you know, where he stands on this. And this is so important. You know, this is material that will be relevant for a long time to come. It's not like the DVD is focusing on the war in Iraq or Afghanistan or things that are happening today that might become a little bit out of date. It does focus on history as it has informed these two thinkers, but most importantly, their philosophies, where they're coming from, what they believe in, why they believe in what they believe in. And, you know, we need to turn to our elders. We need to understand and learn from them. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. Alice Walker, who was a close personal friend of Howard Zinn's, in fact, was inspired by him when she learned from him at Spelman College. She said when he passed earlier this year, she said, "What can I say that will in any way convey the love, respect, and admiration I feel for this unassuming hero who was my teacher and mentor, this radical historian and people-loving troublemaker, this man who stood with us and suffered with us? Howard Zinn was the best teacher I ever had and the funniest." And you hear that humor that he had in his voice. You know, you hear the good-natured approach. I mean, he saw so much despair and violence. He himself was a participant in World War II, and yet he was able to, through his work, remain hopeful, one of the most hopeful people in our movements. And that's what you get from this DVD. You'll hear that hope. And I want to play for you another excerpt of this DVD, but we need to hear from some of you calling in right now. Our phone lines are completely open at this moment. We have less than 15 minutes left in the hour. We want to raise at least a couple of $1,000. If there's somebody out there who can spare $1,000 donation to KPFK, we'll give you whatever thank you gifts you like. You know, we'll have dinner with you. We'll do whatever we want, whatever you want in terms of the thank you gifts that are available. We'll throw out in a pack. We'll create a package for you. If you want to make a pledge of $1,000, you're not sure what the thank you gifts are that you can get, just talk to the phone room volunteers and they will look through the book that we have and put together something for you. In fact, somebody did that last week. They pledged a little over $1,000 and we were able to gather a number of different thank you gifts for them and put together a fantastic package. You know, they were listening to the pledge drive. They heard all of the different gifts that were being offered and they picked and chose the ones that they felt were important to them and interesting to them. But most importantly, they stepped up to the plate. Step up to the plate right now, folks. 818-985-KPFK is a phone number to call. You know, we're not asking for outrageous amounts of money. The $80 pledge for the DVD, the $75 pledge for the book. If you want, you can, you know, split it up into installments, and that's absolutely fine. You can make it much less painful. You know, you can make painless donations of $10 or $20 a month until you've paid off the amount, knowing that you supported independent radio. We have one caller on the line right now. I want to play another excerpt of Howard Zinn speaking to Sasha Lilly about his own personal philosophy, where he's coming from. And I also want to play another final clip from this DVD about how Zinn's hopefulness, organizing for the long term. And that is the kind of thing that we really need to hear right now at a time when the United States is sort of descending into this bizarre right-wing, these bizarre right-wing depths, even though this country has a Democratic president. It's a very polarizing moment in the country. You might have heard this morning the United States Supreme Court just ruled in favor of gun rights, a broad-ranging, unprecedented decision that could affect gun restrictions all over the country. We want to cover that story, folks, but we can't do it until we raise the money. And these are the kinds of issues that the DVD hopes theory and practice also touches on, the role that institutions like the Supreme Court play in our society. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. You know, we're not just offering you, a thank you gift that is going to entice you to go shopping and appeal to your baser instincts, right? We want to give you intellectual intellectual fodder for thought. We want to give you stuff that is in line with the Pacifica mission. That's what KPFK is all about. We're not trying to sell you items you don't need or sell your ears to advertisers who want you to buy items that you don't need. We're asking you to support KPFK. We'll give you DVDs and books that will help you expand your mind and educate you in return. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. I want to go back to Howard Zinn now, speaking to Sasha Lilly on this DVD, Hopes and Prospects.
You also wrote a play about Emma Goldman, and I understand that you identify as an anarchist. At what point did anarchist ideas start influencing you?
Well, it's interesting that you say I identify as an anarchist. I don't think I've ever specifically identified myself as an anarchist. Maybe I don't specifically identify myself as anything because I'm cautious about labeling myself. And when people don't know what the label means, you know, and because the word anarchist suggests so many different things, so I don't want people to get the wrong impression. I don't want them to think I'm a bomb thrower. I'm a peaceful person. Of all the political philosophies that there are, probably anarchism comes closest to my way of thinking. And I think when I try to think of when did I become interested in it, even before I began specifically reading anarchist ideas, even before I read Emma Goldman's autobiography, I was already, for one thing, I was disaffected from the Soviet Union, from that idea of socialism, and therefore I was open to the idea that all governments are dangerous to human freedom, and that we need a society that's free of authority. But my specific introduction to anarchism came in the 60s, when actually I encountered a fellow historian named Richard Drennan, who had written a biography of Emma Goldman. I didn't know that, but you know, when two academics get together, they say, "Oh, what have you written?" <That's>, "Oh, I just wrote this biography of Emma Goldman." No. I actually had read a little about Emma Goldman. You know, vaguely, I knew anarchist, you know. But I decided I would read his book.
And that is Howard Zinn speaking to Sasha Lilly. We had to fade out of that early because we have 6 minutes left in the hour, and I'm being told that we're still shy of $1,000 this hour, which is kind of sad. We have not yet, Uprising has not yet raised anything less than $2,000 this fund drive in each hour. Help us keep our average amount raised up because we want to be able to say that our listeners came through, Uprising's listeners came through every single day during this pledge drive. We know the pledge drive has gone on for a very, very long time. We are in our home stretch. We're just a little over $100,000 short of the new goal. We've adjusted our goal. We're going to be having to make adjustments at the station. We're making, you know, all the sacrifices we can. So, folks, we're counting on you. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. Those of you who are just teetering on the edge of thinking about making a pledge to KPFK, please don't wait any longer. Do the responsible thing. Do the right thing. Make a call right now. I'm going to be embarrassed walking out of this hour with less than $1,000 to show for it. You know, it's kind of sad, but I do take pride in my ability to be able to raise funds for the station, you know, because that is something that I feel I owe this station, that has given me such an incredible opportunity all these years to be able to help educate you, to learn with you, to help influence you, and to help explore progressive ideas and understand the news from a progressive perspective. Even though, of course, I'd much rather be doing regular programming, help us get back to regular programming very, very soon. We want to cover all sorts of stories that are in the news right now. The BP oil spill is continuing. As I said, the new decision by the Supreme Court on gun rights that we absolutely need to cover, the economy and the jobs bill. There's so much happening. Healthcare is also a big issue. 818-985-KPFK is a phone number to call. Make those calls. We have two callers coming in. Thank you to those of you who are stepping up to the plate. Three callers at 818-985-5735. And if we can fill up our phone lines and move over the $1,000 mark, I want to turn back to Zinn, because in this last clip we have prepared, he is so hopeful and he promises, to inspire. When you listen to his work and listen to him speak, you remember why you were inspired by him. You remember why you found his work important. 818-985-KPFK. Three callers on the line right now. Help us raise the 2,000 minimum that we need to keep this station on the air and to preserve Uprising's reputation. 818-985-5735. We have four callers now at 818-985-KPFK. Let me tell you what you can get for your contribution. It's a $150 pledge for the book Hopes and Prospects by Noam Chomsky. It's his latest book, the latest of nearly four dozen books that he's written over the years. Also, the DVD that we've been featuring the whole hour, Theory and Practice Conversations with Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn. For another $150, The People Speak, the documentary that is based on the work of Howard Zinn's book, The People's History of the United States, with a number of very well-known award-winning artists and activists and actors. All three items, the two DVDs and the book, for a $300 pledge at 818-985-5735. We have still four callers on the line right now, and we can accommodate another three more of you calling in. And if we get three more of you calling in, I want to very quickly turn back to that last Howard Zinn clip. 818-985-KPFK. I'm tired of saying that number. I know you're tired of hearing it. You know the number well. You can also go online to kpfk.org if you're near a computer and can't make a phone call. It'll just take you a couple of minutes. You can make a pledge at our website using your credit card. It'll be quick, painless, easy. And if you split it into installments, you won't even realize that you are, it's not going to put you out very much financially. You can split it up. You can make it painless. You can make it easy. And you can know that you supported KPFK. Call your friends and tell them to support KPFK if you've already done so this pledge drive. And, you're sort of tapped out and you know that your friends listen to the station, but they don't pledge. Tell them to step up to the plate and do what you did. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. This is the last time we're going to be featuring this material with Noam Chomsky and Howard Zinn during this pledge drive. We've just got a few more days in this pledge drive. We want to finish it up, wrap it up, and raise the $700,000. That's our new goal. We're just a little over 100,000 shy of our final total. Maybe there's a couple of you out there who can pledge at the $1,000 level. It's asking for a lot, but it takes a lot of money to keep the station going. And trust me, we are not well paid here at the station. I'm still earning less 8 years later on KPFK than I did in my starting salary at Caltech in 2000. And I didn't, it's not a tidbit that I share very often publicly because it's kind of embarrassing, but I'm so proud that I'm at KPFK. I'm so proud that I get to work at KPFK. We don't pay the big bucks because we take your money very seriously. It's really important that we don't, go over the top on these sorts of things. We don't pay huge salaries. We just pay as little as we can to keep the station going and pour as much money as we can into preserving the facilities. And the vast majority of our programmers are unpaid. They're volunteers. They do this out of the love for the station, out of the, as a labor of love, out of the goodness of their hearts. And so we're counting on you to keep the station going. 818-985-5735. We have two callers left on the line, and we've got a lot of space for you to step up to the plate and make a pledge to KPFK. It's a $300 pledge for the book and two DVDs. We're out of time, folks. 818-985-5735. Three callers now left on the line. And if we can just get three more of you calling in, I'm being told that I have to wrap up this phone, wrap up this hour. Help preserve Uprising reputation. We want to raise $2,000. For Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day, Khalil Gibran once said, "A little knowledge that acts is worth infinitely more than much knowledge that is idle." Well, that's the kind of knowledge we present on KPFK. That's Sonali, Subversive Thought for the Day. You've been listening to Uprising. Gabriel San Roman is our assistant producer. G is our engineer. I'm your host and producer, Sonali Kolhatkar. Thanks so much for listening. Please keep those calls coming in. We still have a room for you at 818-985-KPFK or go to kpfk.org. I'll see you tomorrow at 8.